Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, I was down on a farm in Illinois. I still can't get out of my mind how different the farming business is today compared with when I was a little boy. At the same time, in some respects, it's the same. As a boy, after milking our cows by hand, we bottled the milk in the basement of our farmhouse, and then we sold it in my grandfather's little store. My dad planted our corn with a two-row planter with two old horses. I had to feed the chickens and gather the eggs each day. And we'd butcher a hog, and my mom would can the meat. Can anybody relate to that today? I doubt it. And now today, the milk cows are gone. The chickens are gone. We don't butcher many of our hogs. Our two old horses named Bert and Bill are gone with a two-row planter, and of course, we don't pick any corn by hand. Farming is more specialized with a big 32-row John Deere planter. We still raise pigs, corn, and soybeans. Our improvement in efficiency and productivity has been amazing. Corn yields have tripled. We raised 200 head of pigs in those old days, and now we raise 8,000 with double the efficiency. Now, how did that happen? Well, it happened because of one, selective plant and animal breeding. Better plants, better animals. Number two, genetic engineering, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides. Our plants are protected against pests and weeds that suck the yield potential. And finally, today we feed the crops and animals exactly what they need to maximize their productivity. Take corn as an example. Soil tests are given. We put on lime if fields are too acid. Enough nitrogen, phosphate, and potash to maximize yield. There's a science to raising a big crop, and also good hogs. You can't feed the hogs molasses, as I saw in Cuba 10 years ago. They won't gain weight. And the new technology that we have available today has made all the difference in the world. Think about the improvement in efficiency. Less labor needed, less fuel needed, less land to produce more, and for livestock, less time to market. With all the change in this farming business over the decades, there is still one constant. It is still exciting to grow a crop or raise a pig or a calf. You can see the transformation right before your eyes. You're producing something of value. What an impressive sense of accomplishment. Harvest time is just around the corner, and it's going to be fun. And next week, I will talk to you from Germany. Until then, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we